This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I understand you're about to embark on a table tennis road trip.
Yeah, with a friend and I from my club are traveling to the Midwest and the South. Kentucky, Missouri, Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina. Playing at the table tennis clubs all along the way.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I bet. You're going to love it. Are you kidding me? On the road, send me some postcards. Remind us, too, of that challenge we had fun with all this past week. Remind us.
Yes, it came from listener Eric Iverson of Eagan, Minnesota. And I asked, what's the longest common word in which all the letters rhyme with E?
Your answer?
The answer is detected. 8 letters long. It's the only 8-letter word that does that.
No kidding. Well, we had more than 1,800 entries this past week, and our winner, chosen at random as always, is Matt Pillai from Denver, Colorado. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well. Leanne, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What do you do in Denver?
I am a business analyst in Denver. I work for an online travel agency.
How long did it take you to solve this one?
Well, it's one of those puzzles. You tuck it away for 3-4 days, and it just kind of simmers there. And then you work on it for 3 minutes, and there came the answer.
All right. Good for you. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Oh, boy. Since you started accepting email entries.
Okay.
Never sent a postcard. I was too cheap for that.
Fair enough. All right. Sounds like you're ready to play, are you?
Definitely.
All right, Will, please meet Matt. Let's play.
All right, Matt and Leanne, I'm going to give you a compound word. I'd like you to give me another compound word whose halves rhyme, respectively, with the halves of my word. For example, if I said lamplight with the clue place to sleep outdoors, you would say campsite. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, number one is bootlace, and your clue is a piece of luggage.
Suitcase.
That's correct. Number two, breadbox. Rastafarian's hairdo.
Dreadlocks.
That's it. House dad, an item beside a computer.
Mouse pad.
Uh-huh. Tin type, pattern on a traditional business suit.
Pinstripe.
That's it. Hoe cake. That's H-O-E-C-A-K-E. Hoe cake. And they say no two examples of this are exactly alike.
Snowflake.
That's it. Blow dart. Diagram showing a step-by-step process.
Flowchart.
Uh-huh. Sheepdog. A children's game.
Leapfrog.
Good. Tailgate. Chess situation that results in a draw.
Stalemate.
Uh-huh. Knee sock. A bird with a fancy tail.
Peacock.
Uh-huh. Toll bar. A mariner's guide.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Stop. Polestar.
Polestar. That only took you one extra second. Town hall. To collapse.
Downfall.
That's it. Blackface. Reverse on a typewriter.
Backspace.
That's it. Screw pine, which is a variety of tree. Screw pine. And stand at an airport or train station.
Not Q-line.
Yeah, because those are 2 minutes the same.
And it's not a line. And Think of stand as a noun. Stand at an airport or train station.
Leanne, I really need to...
Yeah, I am. Believe me, Matt. Can't you hear those clicking? That clicking sound? That's my brain getting into gear. Screw line.
Screw pine.
We can figure this out, Matt. All right. Screw line.
Screw pine.
Pine.
And it's a stand at an airport or train station.
A stand.
Oh, sign instead of line?
No.
I'm going through the alphabet here.
I stumped you both.
You
I'm
did.
Just going to have to tell you, it's a shoe shine.
Oh.
It's a shoe shine stand.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Try this one. Handbill, a complete stop.
Standstill.
Right. And here's another one with handbill. And your clue is a place where refuse is buried.
Landfill.
That's right. And here's your last one, backbuster. And your clue is dull.
Lackluster.
Good job.
Nice job, Matt. You are certainly not lackluster as a puzzle player. Nice. Too bad we hit the wall at Screwpine, but you were right on. Good job. Good job. So we have someone to tell you what you'll get for playing our puzzle today. Musicians that my colleague Scott Simon spoke with on yesterday's weekend edition. So here are Jake Shears and Baby Daddy of the group Scissor Sisters.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books,
a giant ham and egg sandwich,
and some trimmings from Baby Daddy's chest hair, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Matt, no promises on the ham sandwich.
That's a disappointment.
Oh.
It ships well, I know.
That's true. It probably does get you some of that good Virginia ham that we have around here. Oh, well, before we let you go, what member station do you listen to, Matt?
KCFR. My wife and I donate our old cars to them.
Oh, yeah, I think you're the first one that we've had on that actually says that. I've heard the campaigns at different stations. Well, Matt Pillai in Denver, Colorado, thanks so much for playing with us today. Enjoy yourself and enjoy all your prizes.
It's truly been a pleasure. Thank you both.
Our pleasure. All right, Will, what do you have for everyone to solve over the next week?
Yes, think of a common compound word in which each half starts with the letter C, as in Charles. Change both C's to B's, as in Barbara, and you'll name two objects that are related to each other. What are they? So again, a compound word in which each half starts with C, change both C's to B's, and you'll name two related objects. What objects are they?
When you know the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, have fun on your road trip. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.